la 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 la.
Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, and online in stereo at 1400KTUC.net. Engelbert Humperdinck dancing the last waltz here this morning. 9:32, breakfast radio for a Wednesday morning. Speaking of dancing the last waltz, the last dance, as it were, well, ABC's Dancing with the Stars elimination show on last night, and, well, here's how it went down. Tom Bergeron reveals who was cut from the competition last night.
Mario and Karina, Jason and Edita. On this eighth week of competition, the couple with the lowest combined total and therefore leaving right now. Mario and Karina.
R&B star Mario has the distinction of being the youngest competitor ever on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. He now also has the distinction of being the celebrity voted out of the competition during the show's landmark 100th episode. In saying goodbye, he noted how much he enjoyed his time on the show and expressed his appreciation to partner Karina Smirnoff and to the judges for their feedback. He also addressed Judge Len Goodman specifically, thanking him for his compliments while deflecting some of that praise.
The comment about me being brave and being an inspiration, you know, for young people, I want to say that the real brave ones are the young men and women fighting for our country overseas.
Yes, indeed. And with more on Dancing with the Stars last night, we have on the studio lines this morning national dance champion Jeannie Tucker. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, Mario is gone. It kind of surprised me.
It's surprising. I think if we go back many weeks in the competition, we would not have thought this would have happened.
True.
I don't think that he improved to the amount that they wanted him to.
Mm-hmm.
His jive was absolutely not his best dance.
No. He does better at the Latin ones. Always
too many
better.
Mistakes, not as good. His waltz, I felt his Viennese waltz was pretty smooth, and they did a beautiful lift at the end, and I thought that was really his best dance of all. And it was amazing how in one night he kind of did his worst and his best, or one of his worst.
Yeah, one of his worst and one of his best. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Right.
But Mario is gone, good kid, and he put on a good performance. And who do we have next on your list here?
Well, let's talk about Christy.
Yes.
She's been struggling to get back to that high point that she had. It's pretty classic in competition. You hit your highest point early, and then it's tough to maintain it all these weeks.
Yeah.
So it's understandable that this would have happened, but, you know, we want to see her get back. She did get 2 tens and a 9 in her quick step. I thought it was great fun. I thought it had nice styling, good ending lift, good contrast, really nice choreography. Her samba was extremely awkward.
Yes.
And I have to say, you know, that was the closest to looking like a chicken. That costuming, I don't know what they were thinking when they dressed her like that. But
yeah.
Costuming can make or break you, truly. And even though the judges are not judging on that costume, it still affects the way you look in your lines,
sure.
The
sure.
flow. That costume, when she was spinning, looked like one big round tube of fringe. And so it didn't accentuate her shape at all. So if she wanted to show hips and movement, it wasn't going to be seen in that costume.
Yeah.
It really didn't help her at all. So she had 2 9s and an 8 in that. That was definitely not her best stance. And then Marissa.
Yes, Marissa.
Wow. She, I think, has surprised everyone.
Mm-hmm.
She's come a long way. Yeah. I mean, her Foxtrot was a really great show. Nice. Not very fluid. She walked through it. She didn't really flow through that dance. It needed better timing. Mm-hmm. Her mambo had pretty good hips, but lots of different mistakes throughout. So I think, you know, she's the next one that really has to watch what's going to happen.
Okay.
In the competition.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Jason.
You know, he's still an amazing dancer. For a pro football player, he still amazes me.
Well, I have to say, his tango was one of my all-time favorite dances in this whole season. That tango was fantastic. It was gorgeous. It was sexy. It was strong. It was precise. It had a natural flow about it. It wasn't so put on that it looked artificial and fake. It was really a beautiful dance.
But Len didn't like it.
I know he didn't. He didn't like it because of the Argentino tango element. But I have to say, it was a beautiful tango. I was not looking at it from strictly only a ballroom side. If you were, okay. There were some Argentine stylings in there you might not have preferred.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, on a performance level, it was a phenomenal tango. I thought it was beautifully done.
Okay.
The samba, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
It was awkward. I felt like we showed him now, and we went back to the beginning of the comp and showed one of his old dances or something. You know,
But there was a lot of that going on this week for some reason.
There was a lot of overall kind of falling back. I think people got quite a bit stressed about the semifinals.
Yeah.
Two dances is tough to do. They've had a couple weeks to do that, but that's hard to do. And, you know, you're starting to see weaknesses because you're seeing a smooth dance and a Latin dance. And you're starting to see those really surface and who's strong in one area, in what areas.
Mm-hmm.
His samba was awkward. It wasn't good. He actually looked too feminine, which is really strange because in most of his dances, he's such the man. So
yeah.
it was really not the best. I have to say, though, the two of them, they need to go out and have babies. They are the most amazing-looking human beings I have ever seen. They just need to have a bunch of babies because they're gorgeous.
Okay. All right.
Now let's talk about Christiane.
Now, Christiane, he came across pretty good last night, considering just one arm.
I think that everybody expected failure, so
yeah.
They were so happy to see him do well. The tango, it was good. It was a little bit disjointed, but overall it was really great at covering the injury.
Yeah.
The mambo, of course, everybody loved that. It's a great Latin dance. It was really good. The choreography compensated for it. It was hot. It had some sensuality about it. I have to tell you, though, that like one of those multiple underarm spins with his right hand, he led those. I mean, she led those. He did not.
Yeah.
Because he lifted the hand, and you could see her taking the turns.
Mm-hmm.
So on many of those turns, she did back lead quite a bit. But that routine still was wonderful. They were able to cover with the costuming his arm and the wrap that he had. I thought it was done well.
All right. Well, the competition now entering the semifinals.
Yep.
Remaining contenders, NFL star Jason Taylor, Olympic champ Christy Yamaguchi, Christiane De La Fuente, and Marissa Jarrett Winokur will demonstrate their skills in another dance round on the next Dancing with the Stars next Monday night. And, of course, we'll have Jeannie back here next Wednesday morning after the elimination round on Tuesday night to do a recap once again. Want to find out more about Jeannie Tucker and her dancing abilities and what she has to offer? Make sure you check out her website online, www.jeannietucker.com. Correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. And let's check on the markets this morning. Check in with Natalie Fernandez at the Greenberg Financial Group. Once again, good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Jim. The markets are still trading lower.